application fee. If you're in a hurry, you can usually expedite the application for a 2 to 3 week turnaround at an additional cost. Need a visa? If you are a US or Canadian citizen, you are not required to apply for a visa unless you plan to stay in Greece for more than 90 days. European citizens can enter Greece with only a national identity card. The US State Department's website provides a wealth of country-specific information for American travelers, including travel alerts and warnings, the location of the US Embassy in each country, and of course, whether or not you need a visa to travel there. Healthcare. Most people neglect this, but it's important to keep in mind when traveling to any foreign country. It's wise to consult with your doctor about your travel plans and ensure routine immunizations are current. You want to protect against things like influenza, polio, chickenpox, mumps, measles, etc. If you are a European citizen, a European Health Insurance Card, EHIC, covers you for most medical needs, but not for non-emergencies. The card is available from health centers and post offices throughout the European Union. Citizens from other countries should find out if there is a reciprocal arrangement for free medical care between their home country and Greece. If you do have insurance at home, be sure to check with them about traveler's coverage. It's important to know how you'll pay for services in case of an emergency while you're away. Give your insurance information and passport at the time services are rendered, and save receipts and bills so your insurance company can reimburse you if appropriate. Set the date. Greece is one of the only locations in Europe with a desert climate in some locations, such as Santorini. There are basically two seasons. April to September is the warm, dry season, and October to March is the cold, rainy season. We think the best time to visit Greece is in the fall, when the weather is generally warmer during the day, and there are better rates and fewer crowds. Springtime is beautiful, but tends to be chilly on the islands, with windy temperatures that can dip into the 50s. Most people visit Greece during the summertime, so you need to book your hotel at least 2 months in advance if you plan on visiting between June and August. Also note that most hotel prices double during the high season. So if you're looking for the best bargains, wintertime is your best bet, but expect a lot of rain and chill. Pack. We recommend packing only the essentials for the season in which you're traveling. By far, the most important thing to pack is a good pair of walking shoes, walking boots or light, comfortable sandals and sneakers. Many streets in Greece are made of cobblestone, so good walking shoes are necessary. Always bring an umbrella whenever you travel. Unexpected showers can often ruin a great day of sightseeing. In the colder months, bring a warm sweater, clothes that you can layer, and a rain jacket. And definitely don't forget sunscreen, sunglasses, and a hat. A backpack can be handy during the day when you go out sightseeing and collecting souvenirs, particularly when getting on and off buses, boats, trams, etc. Travelers from outside Europe will need to bring along a universal electrical plug converter that can work for both lower and higher voltages. This way, you'll be able to plug in your cell phones, tablets, curling irons, etc. during the trip. Although English is spoken around tourist areas, you'll likely encounter more people who only speak Greek. So bring a Greek phrasebook along with you so you can greet appropriately and ask common questions. Hand sanitizer is always great to have along with you when traveling. A simple first aid kit is always a good idea to have in your luggage, just in case. Take pictures of your travel documents and your passport and email them to yourself before your trip. This can help in the unfortunate event they get lost or stolen. Medication. Don't forget to have enough for the duration of your trip. It's also helpful to have a note from your physician in case you're questioned for carrying a certain quantity. Pack lightly. Getting on and off planes, water taxis and ferries will be very tiring if you have lots of luggage. Phone home. How will you call home from Greece? Does your cell phone company offer service while abroad? What are their rates? There are many ways to call home from Greece that are inexpensive or completely free. You may also sign up for roaming or internet hotspots through your own cell phone provider. You can also use Skype, WhatsApp, Viber, or many other voice-over IP providers that are entirely free. Other options for longer stays are to buy a Greek phone chip for your phone, which also gives you a Greek phone number, purchase calling codes before you leave home, or you can buy calling cards or prepaid cell phones once you arrive in Greece. Currency exchange.